Joe Smith from the Tampa Bay Chimes joins us once again. Joe, how you doing?
Doing fine. How about you guys?
I'm great. I guess give us a quick update, and I'm sure you're all on this all the time. Steven Stamkos situation. If it's not resolved before the deadline, does he get moved, or are they confident enough that they could get something done and be willing to risk losing him for nothing?
I don't think he gets moved to the deadline, no matter, you know, which way it goes. I mean, I'm not convinced that something will happen as far as him getting signed before the deadline, but I think that no matter what happens, he'll finish this year at least in Tampa Bay. He has a no move clause, so he kind of drives the ship here. So no matter, even if Lightning wants to try to trade him, he has a full, you know, stamp there to say no. And I think he honestly wants to finish the season as much as he wants to stay, he wants to finish this year at least the Lightning. I mean, they have a chance to win a Stanley Cup. He loves his team, he loves the city, and he wants to be able to win here. And so I think that no matter what, I don't see him playing a factor in the trade market, you know, unless something I'm not going to guarantee anything, but I would be surprised if he's part of the trade discussions.
Joe, these things, especially with a marquee guy like Stamkos, can become a distraction if teams let it. Clearly the Bolts haven't let that happen. They're very good over their last 10. They haven't dropped off. Conscious effort on all parties' sides to make sure it doesn't interfere with the process along the way?
I think so. They have a really good leadership core in that room between, you know, Stamkos, the captain, and you have Ryan Callahan, Brian Boyle, Anton Strom, a bunch of guys. And Stamkos does a good job of not bringing it into the room. He doesn't, you know, discuss it. He hasn't said a lot of things publicly about his negotiations or all the kind of different talks. And they kind of set the tone for the rest of the group, and they've done a pretty good job of not letting that, other than when people ask them, going to Canadian markets usually, about the contract and that kind of thing. They don't really think about it when they go onto the ice for practice or during games. I'm sure they're humans. People are going to wonder what's going to happen, or will he be here or will he not be here. But for the sake of the matter right now, they got enough to worry about trying to stay in the playoff contention. This is a whole loaded Eastern Conference here. Only, you know, a couple points separate them from the ninth place, which would be out of the playoffs.
Jonathan Drouin, when his trade request came down, I feel like, wow, he's not. There are no reason to rush this maneuver if you're Tampa Bay. Is there anything close to him even going back to Syracuse? Like, or do they wait until the trade deadline? If nothing happens, that's when maybe his camp says, okay, we don't want our young kid sitting out for half a season. What's new in the Drouin world?
Well, I don't think there's much new. I think that he's still obviously in Montreal or near Montreal hometown there, working out and skating and trying to, you know, stay in shape. I don't think there's anything close to him going back to Syracuse. I think he's kind of made his bed in that respect. I think he's going to stay there until something happens. It's unfortunate because I like to think the playing would help him and the Lightning, but I think he doesn't want to be able to get hurt and ruin a potential trade. Because I think the Yzerman is consciously, actively, aggressively trying to trade Drouin. No matter of getting the right deal, he's willing to be patient as well, though, because he knows that, you know, he has leverage there and he can wait till the deadline. He can wait till the summer. There will be suitors for Jonathan Drouin, just a matter of who and when.
Joe, you say there will be suitors and that Yzerman's going to be patient. Makes all the sense in the world, but in your estimation, you've been around this game a long time, Drouin isn't doing himself any favors, and in turn, that can hurt Yzerman. In other words, GM still will take a chance on the kid, but sometimes when you're seen as a little bit of a prima donna, or I don't like the way it's going, I'm not going to play, that doesn't make it easy for anybody.
No, I mean, only thing it helps, you know, Drouin is that it avoids the potential injury in Syracuse. I guess you could get hurt no matter what happens, but that's probably the one thing that he's probably thinking, because I think it doesn't really help, you know, Yzerman, especially teams are trying to question why he's doing that and everything. But so I can't help the matter, but I know it just helps him in terms of preventing a potential trade by getting hurt. That's got to be the one justification that he is for doing it. Whether it's right or wrong remains to be seen, but I'm just saying for right now, there'll still be interest no matter what he's doing right now. I think there'll still be interest. I don't know if it's enough to get the deal that Yzerman wants, though.
Joe Smith joins us from Tampa Bay. Joe, Tyler Johnson, are injuries the only reason, or is that a little bit of a crutch now? Is he just struggling?
Well, he's healthy now. I mean, he said it took him a while to get back. I mean, the wrist wasn't 100% when he got back to start the season, so that was an issue. Then he obviously had a couple different mid-body type injuries that kind of slowed him down. So I think before the All-Star break, he was starting to feel more like himself. I think it's more of a confidence and mentality now than anything physical. I think he took him a while to get back into his groove. He still hasn't found that yet, and the production hasn't been there that people thought, especially after watching him in the playoffs. So I think the second half will be big, I think, for Tyler Johnson, because no matter what you do at the trade deadline, having a healthy and productive Tyler Johnson could be like another addition to this team who's already been playing pretty well.
Joe, you talked about how tight the standings are out east. Detroit Red Wings, they hang in there. They win close games. Another game that matters for the Lightning.
Oh, definitely. I mean, this is like a measuring stick game for the Lightning because, you know, Detroit beat them twice earlier in the season. They're tied right now in the Atlantic Division, 58 points, as well as Boston at 58. And this could be kind of a tone setter, they think, off the second half of this last portion of the final push here. So I think it is a really important game at home to kind of beat them, take a couple points ahead, and move forward, because these are guys that aren't going to go away. They'll probably see them in the playoffs if it gets to that point. So they want to make sure and start off on the right foot right now.
Joe Smith joining us from Tampa Bay. Joe, we're into a trade deadline talk. I think we're under 4 weeks away. There's lots of conversations. You look at Tampa Bay, a team, of course, went all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals last season. If Steve Yzerman, we know he's got Drouin, if he wants to use that as a piece, is there something that team really needs, do you think, to get all the way back to the Stanley Cup Final?
Well, I mean, I think every team, including the Lightning, would love another right shot defenseman, a puck-moving guy, maybe a guy who could help on the power play. So that's been their need for a while now. They only have a couple of them currently on their lineup and their roster. But I think you also use another kind of forward with some bite to their game. They have a lot of skill and speed on this team, but that could be another guy there that could kind of add some little more scoring punch and maybe some bite to their game. So I think Yzerman is going to explore every opportunity he possibly has, and I wouldn't be surprised if they try to do something to kind of add to what they already have here, knowing the cup window is so small in this league.
Well, Joe, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in Tampa Bay from Drouin to Stamkos to the trade deadline. You'll have no shortage of storylines, I assume, so I appreciate your time.
Hey, no problem. One time, well, eventually we'll write about the stuff on the ice, eventually, right? At least storylines on the ice, but it'll be interesting along the way. We'll see you guys in Toronto on the 29th.